Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Health frustrated over denied EMS expansion grant. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County Health Board Chair Alan Stuber voiced his frustration with Governor Mark Gordon after the hospital was denied a $3.8 million EMS expansion grant it had anticipated. At an August 22nd board meeting, Stuber criticized the state, claiming that despite Governor Gordon's public support for regional EMS, the hospital was essentially given the middle finger when the grant wasn't approved. According to the Gillette News Record, CCH CEO Matt Shahan confirmed that the grant is no longer available following a legal determination by the state attorney general that the federal funds intended for COVID-related expenses couldn't be used for the proposed EMS expansion. The state feared it might have to repay the funds if they were deemed misappropriated. A spokesman for the governor clarified that the grant had been tentatively funded, but was ultimately rejected due to federal guidelines. The governor had also requested $5 million for EMS services in his 2024 budget, but this was turned down by the legislature's Joint Appropriations Committee. Despite the setback, CCH officials remain optimistic about finding alternative funding for Wyoming Regional EMS, a joint service with Sheridan Memorial Hospital that has been praised for improving EMS reach in the region. The hospital originally applied for $7 million through the grant, but was approved for $3.8 million after part of its application was denied. Plans included a new EMS base in Gillette and additional outposts in rural areas to improve response times. Liz Cheney announces support for Kamala Harris in 2024, citing dangers of Trump. Former Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney, once a prominent figure in the Republican Party, announced she will vote for Democratic nominee Vice President Kamala Harris in the 2024 election. According to Fox News, speaking at Duke University in North Carolina, Cheney explained her decision, citing the dangers she believes former President Donald Trump poses.
As a conservative, as someone who believes in and cares about the Constitution, I have thought deeply about this, and because of the danger that Donald Trump poses, not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but I will be voting for Kamala Harris.
Cheney's stance is significant, given her history as a critic of Trump, particularly after voting to impeach him in 2021 for inciting the January 6th attack on the Capitol. She has since been vocal about what she says is protecting the democratic process and the need to put country before party. This decision marks a major shift from her previous critiques of Harris, whom she once called a radical liberal. Despite outreach from the Harris campaign, Cheney had stayed silent until now. Her vote signals her continued opposition to Trump, whom she believed would torch the Constitution if reelected. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.